Chapter 4. But the wary sacrist shook his head, colon, nay, holy father, the times are not yet ripe. Give me 3 days, I pray you, that my case against him may be complete. Bear in mind that the father and the grandfather of this unruly squire were both famous men of their day, and the foremost knights in the king's own service, living in high honor and dying in their knightly duty. The Lady Ermyntrude Loring was first lady to the king's mother. Roger FitzAlan of Farnham and Sir Hugh Walcott of Guildford Castle were each old comrades in arms of Nigel's father, and sib to him on the distaff side. Already there has been talk that we have dealt harshly with them. Therefore, my rede is that we be wise and wary and wait until his cup be indeed full. The abbot had opened his mouth to reply when the consultation was interrupted by a most unwonted buzz of excitement from among the monks in the cloister below. Questions and answers in excited voices sounded from one side of the ambulatory to the other. Sacrist and abbot were gazing at each other in amazement at such a breach of the discipline and decorum of their well-trained flock, when there came a swift step upon the stair, and a white-faced brother flung open the door and rushed into the room. "Father Abbot," he cried. "Loss, alas! Brother John is dead, and the holy sub-prior is dead, and the devil is loose in the 5-Vergate field." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.